Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second, the first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third, the left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting eighth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second, the second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting third, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh, the catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Faye Thomas. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Faye Thomas. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive towards third. Kaum reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Melillo. Porter moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett bunts towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. Porter moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Melillo. Porter scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jenkins. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Burnett applying the tag. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McNeely, who is chasing the ball. Kom reaches third base with a triple. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kom scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Faye Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-0 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan can't make a play. That's a base hit. McNeely moves to third. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNeely scores. Stewart moves to third. Levy moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stewart scores. Levy moves to third. Burns moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy throws to second for 1, and Melillo throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Vosmek moves to second. One out. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kom hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNeely, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Vosmek scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. McNeely moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Faye Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Averill reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to third for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jenkins moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. McNeely hits a line drive towards third. Com catches it and throws to second to double up Jenkins. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to second. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goldman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Faye Thomas. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Schaffner now pitching. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Levy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Burnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Burns moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burns scores. Goslin moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McNeely hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Lefty Stewart. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Stiles now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Com takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Com moves to third. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp now playing second base. Johnny Burnett now playing shortstop. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.